It's good to be in Bendigo again. It was 5 years ago. And we have a good time with Philip when I went to overseas for mission. He was in Presbyterian World Mission Victoria when I went, before he retired. And it's good. I went in again and can meet him and talk to him. We have a good time with Philip, really. We went to Sydney several times. We've been in the room together. Even the time I've been chasing him away from the room when I was snoring, I hope. So it's good to be back to Bendigo. Let us pray while I'm going to share with you. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you and pray for the message, Lord. I pray that you will give me the one you want me to share, Lord, and I pray that you open our heart and to receive your word. I pray this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. In his scriptures, the what I'm going to share to you, the Bible talks a lot about the Israelites were taken to exile. And the city of Jerusalem was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar and Babylonian army. Numbers of people were carried away as a slave. And the city was destroyed, was left in a ruin. But when we read Israel, God opened a door for Israelites to return to their home, to their land. Cyrus, king of Persia, released all the Israelites to return. And God put a call to the heart of the leaders to go back with the people. He called civil leaders, company by spiritual leaders. We see Zerubbabel and Joshua, civil leaders, company by spiritual leaders. Israel went back as spiritual leaders. When they arrive in their land, altar was built and sacrifices was given. Temple was erected. But they still have a need. There is a gap. When the people left Israelite to exile, the wall of Jerusalem was broken down and the gates was burned in fire. There is a gap. There is still have a need for someone who have a vision to go. God put a call in the heart of Nehemiah to go back for that purpose. What we are going to share with you tonight or today, I'm going to talk about Nehemiah's mission. His mission to Jerusalem. And I'm going to share 2 points. The first one is a base. The base for the mission. And the second, the vision for the mission. We read in the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah was not in Jerusalem. He lived in Susa. He lived in exile. He lived in Persia. He's not in the land. Susa or Susa is a city in a Persian, in a Persian tongue. John Gill said it means lily. And the other one comes with a different meaning. But all of them, they said they are plants. Is a winter resident for the Persian king. They like to go over there. Nehemiah lived there, and it became a base for Nehemiah. It's a base for him because he has responsibility over there. Nehemiah was responsible to test the quality of the food of king. And why? He was trusted person in the kingdom. He put his life on the front line. Because if there is a poison in the king's food, the one will go first is Nehemiah. He was trusted in the region. While he's living there, Nehemiah have a good life because was a king, was a cupbearer for the king. He have a food on the table. He have a peace. And also, he have a power politically. Nehemiah live a good life in that kingdom. But Nehemiah still have a vision or have a heart for his people, for Israelites. Nehemiah is still thinking about the situation, about the people who return from exile and the people who survive and is still living in the land. But Nehemiah's vision for Israelites did not go away. He's still thinking, even he lives in a king's palace, he's still thinking about the people back. Nehemiah captured his vision, or his vision become clear after the people visit from Jerusalem to Susa. His vision was become clear. Nehemiah already have a vision. I read a book talked by Mal Monroe. He said this about the vision. Vision is a source and a hope of life. The greatest gift ever given to the mankind is not the gift of the sight, but a gift of vision. Sight is a function of the eyes, but the vision is a function of the heart. Now my heart is still in Jerusalem. When his brothers came and he asked them, because Nehemiah concerned about people who survive, who were carried to captive and returned to the land. He asked about the survival. And he was told the people were in distress. They were in great need. Now my concern about the state of Jerusalem, but now he was told, people are not in good situation. People are in great distress. Jerusalem was, those who returned to Jerusalem were exposed to their enemy. Because the wall is broken down, it's easy for enemy to come in and attack them. Great affliction around them. Distressed. They were harassed by the enemy. The wall was broken down. When people went in, they didn't build the wall. They start building the temple. Also, the enemy did not allow them to speed up the building. A record in Nehemiah in Israel, the name of the elders was recorded because the enemy come to forbid them to build the temple. The enemy is not silence attacking them, refusing what the development are doing. The wall for Israelites offer protection because when they had a wall, the enemy, they have a gate where they put a keeper on the gate. If the enemy come, they will know and people will come and meet the enemy outside.
But now the wall was broken. It's easy for enemy to come in different direction. It was a concern for Nehemiah, and it was a concern for Israelite. Nehemiah got a big concern. When people live in a place where no protection is a big concern. When we live in the day when the world of Christian value in our society here in Australia being turned on and the gate of decency are aflame. The gate of glory, who identified the church as a house of the Lord, have been burned by the flame of sin and destroy it purity. We've been hearing the Christian value in our country, in a society, going away. And there is a fear from rainbow plaque, new rainbow plaque coming in. It can be a concern to you or to me today. And what is your reaction concerning this? Or how do you feel if the Christian value is not going to be there? The minister is going to be forced to conduct a marriage of the same sex. Is that our values is still there? What is your reaction? The reaction of Nehemiah have two reactions. He have a physical reaction and he have a spiritual reaction. The first reaction for Nehemiah, he sat down. When he sat down, he mourned. When Nehemiah mourned, he wept bitterly. He mourned his concern for the people who are in distress, the people who are left in Jerusalem. And he wept. He expressed his grief. When he sat down, he was not left out in the rain. He's still in the rain. When Nehemiah was in this distress, but it was not hopeless. God people are not hopeless in the face of problem. We do not have to sit idle by and just accept whatever life deals our ways. When I went back to South Sudan and I see Nehemiah is concerned from the people he left, he's concerned, I'm not going back to build a wall for South Sudanese, but my heart is to pass the word of God and it can be the wall for them. Now, I might have a spiritual reaction where he fast and pray. He fast, he go without food, he discipline his body. When he disciplines his body, the fasting to go without the food, and that to use that time to pray to God. And when he prayed, Nehemiah did not point a finger to Israelite. Their sins, because of their sins, when Nehemiah prayed, he included himself. He prayed, he confessed the sin the Israelite committed, and he involved himself. In his prayer, he confessed the sin of Israelite, and he included himself. And also, Nehemiah asked God to allow the king to give him a permission to go back to Jerusalem and contribute in what is happening in Jerusalem. Nehemiah's vision, or his detail, was clear. After he met the people who came from Jerusalem and talk about the news. When I went back to South Sudan twice before I went to the mission, I know the state of the church. The church is struggling. They don't have a trained pastor. And years ago, I went to Bible college in Egypt, and I see there is a need. I need to pass what I learned to the others. I live in Melbourne, and I have a work, I have a job, and I have a car which drives me from point A to B. And I have a roof on my head and a food on the table. But my heart is still to go and share the word of God. That took me back to the mission field to share the word of God, what I learned, to pass it back to them. I see Nehemiah, he have a luxury life. He have an easy life. But he still have a concern for Israelites to go back and build the wall of Jerusalem. Each one of us have a vision. Even here in the church, each one of us have a call God put it in his heart. All the missionaries, their vision to share the word of God with others and may the other may come to Christ. But that is a mission. Each one of us have a vision. Even in the church here, some are called, can be a singer, can be a good choir, can do another work. But the vision is different from one person to others. We have a fast food. We have a McDonald's in Australia. We have KFC. We have another one, Nando's. When you see their vision, their mission is to serve the fast food, but their vision is different. McDonald's do Macca's. KFC do fried chicken. Nando's, they do grilled chickens. But all, they want to do a fast food. Each one of them have a vision. The same, all of us. Each one of us have a call. In Israel, people went back. In spiritual leaders, they went and organized a spiritual event. Nehemiah went and built the wall of Jerusalem. And the vision, it became a vision for Israelite. It's not longer his own. Even today in our church, God called you and you have a vision here in Bendigo. The work here is not the work of one man. It's not the work of the pastor alone. All of us as a body in Christ, we have a call. And we need to respond. If each one of us respond to the call God called him, we will function well in the church. God called you to be an elder here. God called you to be a Sunday school teacher. Whatever God put in your heart, don't neglect that. God put in your heart is a call. And we work together as a body of Christ. I went to overseas, and I shared before, I believe I have a supporter. When Moses prayed in the mountain Sinai, when he got tired, he have a brothers who are helping him while he pray to lift up his hands while he praying. Without you, the mission, nobody will go to mission in Australia, but the churches is a base. Our churches is a base, and the work is being done in overseas. It's not my work. It's your work. Together, your prayers will led us to share the gospel further for advancing of the kingdom of God here on earth. Thank you.